Welcome to today's Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's Let's Talk Knoxville, we speak with Leslie Miller and Casey Gerhart, ag lenders for Iowa State Savings Bank, about the most recently released farm report.
And Leslie, if I could just start with you, it's my understanding that we got our newest crop report, and since then there's been quite a few developments from different institutions kind of weighing in on the numbers that projected and what that would mean for prices. And if you could just kind of encapsulate for us what that all means.
Sure. Of course, the crop report that came out was a tremendous shock as far as corn acres. 93.6 million acres was what NASS was projecting to be planted for corn, which was about 3 million acres higher than what the trade was expecting. So corn prices shot down like a rock. But since that time, some of the experts have gone in and questioned these numbers. For example, here in Iowa, they were saying that we're going to plant 150,000 fewer acres of soybeans, but we're going to plant 400,000 more acres of corn, which means we've got 250,000 acres of hay and, you know, CRP ground that's going to be planted that wasn't planted last year. And I don't think that's happening. So from a practical standpoint, these numbers are suspect. It has been pointed out by these experts that every year for the past 3 years, the projected plantings have been a million acres higher than actual plantings on corn. We also have seen, since they did their surveying the first part of March, were projecting about a million more acres getting planted in Louisiana and Arkansas and Mississippi, but there's been nothing but rain in those states since then. Those numbers are in flux right now. We've seen the corn market kind of go sideways. From a local perspective, the soybean prices did increase because those acres were projected to be down more than what the Board of Trade thought they were going to be, or the traders thought they were going to be. And so, you know, we've seen a rally in the soybean prices. We've seen that drop in corn prices. Locally, people might want to start taking advantage of those soybean prices. Certainly, you don't sell a lot at one time, but maybe sell a few bushels of your 2016 production just so that you can lock in some prices and give a little more certainty to your farm finances for the fall. And if these corn prices or the corn plantings wind up being scaled back, that might give us a little bit of a rally. You know, if we have a weather scare, that will give us a little bit of a rally. And certainly, if any of those things happen, people might want to start taking advantage of that rally. Because even if those acres slip back quite a bit, and we wind up only planting 91 million acres, we're still going to have a lot of corn out there. And so the rallies, I think, are going to be limited because of that.
You mentioned ethanol and oil and also the strength of the dollar in affecting all of these things. And could you just summarize quick for us where all those things are going?
Overall, right now the dollar is very, very high compared to what it has been when we had better corn prices 3 or 4 years ago. And so as a result, it has increased the cost of our commodities for foreign nations to import commodities from us. And so that pressing action on prices. The dollar has kind of put in a peak, kind of going sideways right now. Certainly, you know, if it starts to fall in value, that will help our commodity prices. If the OPEC nations start limiting their oil production as they've threatened to do, that could boost the cost of oil, which makes ethanol a more attractive alternative for blending. So there's certain things that could happen that could improve conditions. You know, certainly I'm going to say it, we're, you know, holding out for a drought in Illinois, you know, so that we have better prices here in Iowa. But it would take a lot of things happening just right to put a significant rally in on the corn market, and I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
Casey, I understand part of it that we talked about was the National Ag Survey and Statistics, which is the group that releases this crop report. In general, that report actually gets adjusted down in most cases. I understand there's an over-reporting of corn acres. And could you speak to that a little bit?
There's a couple of reasons that could be the case. When NASS conducts a survey, a lot of times people will report more corn acres than bean acres just based on the fact that if you're going to have to take prevent planted acres, obviously it'll pay better if you're reporting corn than it will beans. The other reason that those acres might have been inflated, people oftentimes see that there is a better payout in the corn market than there will be in the bean market. At this point, you know, unless we get a significant rally based on, you know, the things that Leslie had talked about in terms of the value of the dollar decreasing and the price of oil going up, obviously we'll pull more money to the commodities. If that doesn't happen, then I'm not sure that we're going to see a significant profit in corn over beans anyway.
Thanks again to Leslie Miller and Casey Gerhart. Today's program was brought to you by Knoxville Farm and Home. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's news 24 hours a day on KNIA, KRLS.com.